I was there from home, and I'll die in here.
Seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast. I'm your host and the general of the Defender 7, Bobby Orson. Welcome. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. Now, once again, welcome. New to just tuning in to us? We are a humanitarian, American patriot group, not a militia. We are currently trying to build sectors throughout all 50 states. So if you're interested in a position with us, we're more than happy to help you out and more than happy to have you with us. Be sure to subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in a time of need. Check out our national Facebook page. Type it in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders, capital B, as in Victor, with two large eyes. Before you click that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities. Scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Block Talk Radio. We encourage everybody to call in with thoughts and opinions or just to say hi. Come in and join the conversation on the topic of the night. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to call in? We also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during each of our broadcasts. So by all means, come on in. Current events tonight. I'd like to hear everybody's opinion about, you know, State of the Union address, anything political, ups, downs, all arounds. Come in and have a adult debate. And just know that your thoughts and your opinions, they do matter. And no one will ever put you down on here for that. I know a lot of you are still a little nervous about calling in or even participating on Blog Talk because you feel that the government is listening in. Yes, they listen in to everybody. But what I love about Blog Talk Radio is it is not regulated by the FCC, which means as long as you're not threatening anyone, you're not threatening to blow anything up, not bullying anyone, they're not going to step in. So there's nothing to fear. And as always, you can remain anonymous when you call in. Participation is what we want here. We want to hear your thoughts, your opinion on how you feel the country is going at this point. Voice your opinion. Let your voice be heard. Like I said, we're not only nationwide, but we go global. And that, not to scare you off from coming in and talking to us, but that in itself, you know, this is all about our First Amendment right, our Second Amendment right, the United States constitutional rights. We need to stop them from stepping on all of our rights. And to do so right here is the only way I know how to get through to anybody. And again, like I said, hearing your own personal thought or opinion on how you feel the country's going right now, and your thoughts on how we think we can make it better. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, doesn't matter if you're Democrat, black, white, purple, pink, yellow, I don't care. Another thing we are not is racist, and that's for damn sure. But I've opened up the lines, call in. What are you scared of? What are your thoughts on what's going on in this country? You'd be surprised at how many people feel the same way you do. And like I said last week, and every time we do a show here, we get tired of the same people calling in. As for our members here in the Defender 7, you especially, this radio station is all yours. This is your turn to talk. This is your turn to get your voice heard. But unlike our politicians and, you know, our government. Here we can have a decent adult chat about what's going on and not be at each other's throats. So, again, I would just love to hear different opinions. I've been doing this radio show for almost 4 years now. And even with the trolls that call in, it's still interesting. And I still do it every week. Because not only do we do Thursday night's current events, we're going to be starting back up on Saturday nights with our history show. And hopefully we'll be back to doing our Sunday prayer show again, but Monday nights, our Major Lorna Munson and myself, we do the missing persons broadcast. We go over cold cases and such, because we are a strong advocate for the missing worldwide. And that covers traffic, murdered, missing, runaways, you name it. That's a big part of our group too. And on Wednesday nights, we have our medical show where our national medical officer, our own very own Colonel Kimberly Purvis, does a medical show each week on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. Puts out a lot of very good, very informative information. And we also make it fun. We try to make, split it up in the middle and have fun while we're doing. So yeah, we make fun of each other, but that's us. I like to get a lot of your opinions. And a lot of your ideas for shows that we can set up and do. Our radio station, we can broadcast 7 days a week. You just give me a time, a day, and what you want to discuss. And I've put this out millions of times. Let us do an interview on you and your company. Or spread the word about your company. You come in and say a few things on your company that you work for. If it's your own personal business, hey, it gets your name out there. And it doesn't cost you anything. That's what it's all about, being part of this group. Free advertising, as long as you're a member. I just get tired of seeing on social media what we refer to as keyboard warriors, those that sit there and talk a good talk, but when it comes down to it, don't want to step up and put their knowledge to good use and help us spread the word and join a good patriot, not a militia as ours. We're willing to train. We know everybody has something inside them to contribute. And don't think that, oh, I'm disabled, so I don't have anything to contribute. That's BS. I'm 100% disabled. And I can still do what I did when I wasn't. Might take me a little bit of time to do it, but I refuse to give up. And that's where you should feel the same way. We need different positions filled so we can build sectors throughout all 50 states for when shit hits the fan or when it's time to bug out. And in any natural nasty disaster, you can lend a hand. And that's what we're here for. I can't tell you how many business cards I hand out every day trying to promote the Defender 7. As I said, it's not just veterans. It's veterans and civilians that come together to form this group. So you don't have to be a veteran to be part of us. You don't have to be a veteran to take a position. We just need able bodies for when shit hits the fan, which it's, I'm sorry to say, but it's getting a lot closer than we all think. I mean, without even turning on the fake news or the BS fake sites on social media platforms, just by word of mouth, just by groups, sit back and look at it. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that shit's coming up real quick. And believe me when I tell you, you do not want to be a lone wolf. In the same token, I'm not going to sit there and waste my time if I can't trust you to have my back. So, you know, when we set up and started this group, we're not just a group. We're not just a patriot group. We're not just a humanitarian group. We consider us family, extended family. And we have no time for the bullshit, no time for the, oh, I'm going to be a lone wolf mentality. Because all that's going to get you is killed or injured. So, you know, it's not hard to side. And these are the type of things that we try to start the conversations with, you know, so we get to know somebody. And again, It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican or whatever. When it comes to family, yeah, you're going to have your differences. You're going to have your sibling rivalry, all of that. But just know, it's a place that you know you can feel at home. Irregardless of your status. I've met so many exciting, heartfelt since we started this group. And I want to continue that. We were founded January 19, 2019. And as a Defender 7, originally there was 7 of us. That's why we're the Defender 7. So through the few years that we've been on and around, yes, we had to make adjustments. Yes, we had people leave. Yes, we had to remove people. But hell, it's just like, almost like a business. But those were the people that didn't take to us being not only a patriot group, but also trying to form a family type setting. Where you know you can trust that person with your own life and vice versa. The trials and tribulations, you know, a lot couldn't handle it. A lot couldn't stick it out. A lot of them didn't want to be honest with us. But again, it's just like running a business. You know, you know who you can trust and who you can't. You know who works hard and who doesn't. I'd like to change that, especially in this group. We have something great going on that benefits every community throughout all 50 states, as I said. And if we could build a sector in each state, it would be wonderful. Because of that fact, that brings the family even closer to one another. We could start training, disaster relief, survival, urban survival, bug out, weapons training, you name it, shit hits the fan. All basic knowledge. And I know a lot of you out there have that, and more. Share your knowledge with us. Be part of us. Help us train. Help us succeed. And most importantly, help your community. When they're in time of need. And it doesn't have to just be a natural disaster for that to happen. We're experiencing it all over. Have been since this screwed up administration took over. That's what we're about. We're about helping our communities build strength. Let people know there's somebody out there that cares and somebody out there that wants to give a hand. But we can't do this by ourselves. And that's where you come in. I mean, we've had several talks, myself, my staff, and my office chief, that, you know, maybe the ones that are here that are in our group are just here to learn from us and then just adios. And unfortunately, I'm beginning to think that way. So what that tell me is that, can I depend on you? Do I honestly think you'll cover my six as I would do for you? Which gets back to my original question that I raised when I first started the show tonight. You know, are you a keyboard warrior, or are you a true American patriot that cares about not only his own family, but his or her community? That's the question you got to ask yourself. I can't answer it, because if you want me to answer it, I already did. Just by you not participating in anything we do tells me a lot. And that's sad. If you truly want to help yourself and help your community, I strongly advise you, don't wait till the last minute when we can't help you to decide that you want to help or that you want to join or that you want to get involved, because guess what? That's too late. Because as I just said, with everything that's going on, and I'm not just talking just China. It's China, Russia, North Korea, all of our so-called allies that you got to watch out. And they just proved it. And even our own freaking President of the United States, time and time again, has proven he cares more about China, Russia, and Ukraine than he does the United States. But if he cares anything about us, number one, that balloon would have been shot down before it even got to the United States. Number two, he would have never pulled our troops out of Afghanistan, killing our own people and a lot of innocents, but in turn, even bringing more terrorists into our country and refuses to lock down the border so that more immigrants get in here. I don't have a problem with immigrants. I have a problem with illegal. You want to come here? Come here legally, and I will welcome you with open arms. Climb across that border, sneak across the border, you get nothing. Not from me. I'm sorry. Cold-hearted? Yes. But you know what? Unlike this present commander in joke, I mean, chief, I care about our country. I fought for our country. I rose my hand twice for our country. And I just can't, I don't understand how the hell we got to where we're at right now. And I've been babbling on and on, Miss Maria. Thank you for joining me.
I was like, damn. When I fell in the soup, I was like, I'm giving up.
I was cracking up when I read that. I was like, oh, shit. At least you didn't swallow it.
I was like, maybe it's trying to tell me something.
I just been going off a little bit.
The things are crazy. I'm with you. I mean, I have nothing against immigrants whatsoever or refugees. I think, you know, they contribute. They have a lot to contribute to our country. The problem is the ones that are not coming here legally with regards to the migrants or the refugees that aren't vetted and turn out to be terrorists. That's the problem, is that right now the majority of, I mean, we're getting, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of illegals, and I'm sorry, but Biden creating that app to allow them to sign up in Mexico to cross the border, is that doesn't make them any more legal.
If you notice, they might as well take that app down because nobody's answering it.
Oh, no, actually, yes. They've already let in. In fact, they've got a few images. There's on my understanding is I've seen on TikTok some
That's not the word I got. I got the word that every time that somebody tries to get into it, they get only so far.
I wonder if they're picking and choosing who they're letting in.
That could be very possible, too.
Because, but I mean, but the whole point is, though, is you don't, you know, it's not just the app. I mean, you can just go to these certain facilities in Mexico and sign up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And America, yeah, and they'll walk you across the border and give you they give you a day or whatever, but now you're not illegal because an American, you know, person walked you across, bust you across. So now you're here legally. But you're not. You're really not. Because you still didn't go through the process. You still haven't been vetted.
No, not exactly. And you will not be considered legally here until you raise a hand.
So you've got the people that are and I will grant you the majority of them are true, you know, they are, you know, worthy of being here until they cross the border illegally. Now they're no longer illegal because they broke the law to get here.
Yes.
You know what? So the only amnesty I would allow them is the right to leave and apply as if they had not broken.
Right. And I agree with that. Oh, shit, we lost it. Well, yeah, you know, I agree with you, Maria, on that because, again, I don't have a problem if you want to come into my country, but come here legally.
Right.
It's just, I mean, there's so many stories going around. You don't know what to believe, for one. Number two, a lot of those that are being so-called, you know, catch and release or gotaways. Hello. You got pictures of them. They sure as hell ain't coming from poverty because they got Nikes on. They got iPhones.
Right.
Now mixed into that group, again, how many terrorists?
Right. Right. And how many, and there's like one guy that in the last 2 years, who's a murderer, rapist, whatever, has been sent back 6 freaking times. And he keeps trying. And he doesn't get caught right away every time. Sometimes he makes it into the country. So how many people is he going to kill?
Right. And I don't agree. I haven't had a chance to read the article yet because I just come across it. But look at the farmer on the border that shot an immigrant. Now they want to put... What's that?
It was an old man. It wasn't... I mean, it was an old man. He had been... I mean, and it was like the third or fourth guy, you know, that threatened him, and he shot him in self-defense. It wasn't that he just decided to play to do target practice.
Right, right. Well, see, I haven't read the story yet. I just went across the people. So, but my thought is, I don't give a shit who it is. You come across, if I lived on the border, I guess I'd be going to jail every day.
Well, his concern is his wife is there all alone.
Right, but this is the point that which I get. I mean, again, it's both parties I'm pissed off at.
Oh, me too.
Because you know you have all these facts, you got everything. Oh, we're going to start off these slow these slow trials.
Right. Oh, no, the committees. Yeah, no, they're investigations. Nobody's on trial. They're investigating first.
Again, I mix my words up. I take that back. But even still, you got all this proof, all these whistleblowers, supposedly,
right.
You've got Biden by the balls.
Right.
Why don't you just drop the fucking hammer and get it over with?
Nope. I mean, that's what I said. That's why I don't really have any faith in the Republican Party. Even though, I mean, I admit there are
I don't have any
ones,
faith in either one. Either
right.
one. Even, even the other side. Some of my friends that I kind of had that, you know, we could debate adultly and get something out of it. Now they're starting to clam up.
Right.
So it irregardless of party, like I said, I don't give a shit about the party. I care about our communities. I care about the inflation, the deficit, us being in debt, and having assholes and idiots run this country.
I can't wait till I get my own place again. I don't have to use earbuds. This fucking sucks. So I have one set of earbuds in my ear, and I'm putting the other one away, which I didn't think was connected because they're two different brands, and you can't connect two different ones at the same time.
to the same device and still shut off my phone. But no, you're right. You're right. It's crazy. It really is crazy. What's going on. And I feel for these immigrants. Don't misunderstand me. I understand a lot of them, especially some, the certain countries that some of them are coming from. I get it, and I feel for them. I really do. But they're overwhelming our country. It's not that they're just letting a few thousand in. They're letting in a few million, and we can't afford it. Do you know, I was watching a thing, all these migrants that come across the border, and they go through these farms, do you know the farmers have to destroy all that food?
Yes,
they can't sell it for people. Right. It's contaminated.
Right.
They can't even sell it for animals. I'm like, what the?
Right.
All they can do is turn it back into the soil. And they're already not planting enough food. So, they already didn't plant enough food, and this year it's going to be even less because for the price of fertilizer and oil and whatnot. And, it's crazy. So,
they're pushing all these big, the big supermarkets like we have down here, which I'm sure, because I know Kroger's a big name one that.
Right.
Partially, of course. But Kroger, Aldi and Lidl,
right,
which are German companies.
Right.
They're owned by the same company. Well, I was reading an article today,
yep,
that they're all starting to let the customers know that, oh, we're going to go to the other meat.
Right. Right. They're already a lot of fake meat because they don't have enough real meat. It's not just that they want you to, it's a question, they just don't have enough of it.
The thing is, it was explained to me by a few farmers down here. They're trying to put them completely out of business.
Yep. I know.
The ones that raise the cows, the chickens, and
yep,
and your pigs and all that, they want them out.
Yep.
Because they want to bring this fake shit in that Gates is trying to push on everybody.
Right. Made from bugs and God knows what else.
Made from bugs. And exactly. Pretty much developed in a Petri dish.
Right. Yeah. They want. So what they want to do is they want to take DNA, chicken DNA, and make chicken, but make parts. In other words, they don't want to make the whole chicken, a living chicken. So they just want to make bits and pieces, and then you eat that. I'm like,
right.
Ew.
Exactly. We got a couple of farmers down here. And I kind of laughed when I saw it, but they're offering to rent you chickens so that you can have your own eggs.
Right. Oh, yeah, a lot of people, because some people they're not allowed to keep chickens in on their property. Like here in Lancaster, you can buy teeth at a farm, okay? So in spring or whatever it is that they sell peat, you buy X amount of peat. And the farmer takes care of them. He feeds them, he raises them, or whatever. And then once they get to whatever age, they slaughter it, and there's your chicken. And it's a lot cheaper. It's really not expensive. And but you can do the same thing with hens, laying hens. Because a lot of city property, especially, you're not allowed to have, chicken in your backyard. So,
right.
You can make a deal with farmers to, so that makes perfect sense if they're willing to rent you You know, especially considering how expensive things are getting. Some guys that I've been watching, some homesteader guy who, you know, he's friends with the Amish. I forget what state he's in. I think Indiana, but I don't know, maybe Ohio, whatever. This Amish guy was saying how wholesale, whatever state he's in, he sold his eggs wholesale for $8 a dozen. You can only imagine what the customer is paying. In Alaska, they're already up to $20 a dozen, and you can only buy one dozen.
That's the first thing that should set everybody off. When they start putting signs up in grocery stores that say you can only buy one or two of these at a time.
Right.
But
because they don't sell.
So
what I do is I'll go to five different stores and buy them.
Oh, yeah. That's what we've resolved to do. I mean, but as far as meat and poultry and all that, no, it's straight to the farm. I'd rather see my farmer get my money than, and it's a lot cheaper.
No. I know. I'm just saying, you know, it's not just about, you know, meat and eggs. I'm just saying in general.
And these stores, that's what's pissing me off, is that these stores, pallet beyond pallet, in their stock rooms, but they're told they cannot put it out until they're told to put it out.
Right. Oh, I know.
And that, now all of a sudden you're getting all these people saying, oh, don't eat their already made salad mixes because FDA has tested them and there's a recall on them for listeria. Well, that's what's going to happen when you the shit back there in the stock room. I don't care if it's refrigerated or not. But you keep it on a pallet and not put it out. You're not only screwing yourself out of money, but you're screwing us over.
Right. No, I get you. I get you. And you see, but Whole Foods, you know, Amazon for our Whole Foods, they have Bezos or whoever that guy with the dick, with the rocket ship that looks like a penis. He, you know, Amazon.
Yeah.
And they're setting their stores up so you have to have a QR code or biometrics to even get into the store.
Right.
And you can't trust, especially in Whole Foods and Walmart, not that I shop Walmart, but not for food anyway. You know, you can't trust it if it says FDA or USDA or organic because it's coming from China. And they're supposed to have a third-party person watching it over in China. But, I mean, think about it. They're buying up our land, they're stealing our topsoil because it's so contaminated. They're staying organic.
That's why they're buying up, just like Gates, that's why they're buying up so much farmland over here.
Right. Because they want to destroy us. You know, and the thing is, you know, like, you know, somebody, you know, talking about, like, nuclear shit. And I'm like, they don't need that, you know, that there could have been a nuclear bomb in that balloon or whatever. And I'm like, no.
What?
I honestly don't think that they're going to send a nuclear bomb. I think that they would set off an EMP, though. Because an EMP, anybody that has a pacemaker, anybody that's dependent on any kind of medical apparatus that requires electricity is going to be dead within seconds, if not hours.
Yep.
Anybody that requires medication that has to be refrigerated or anything, they're going to be dead within a few days.
And not only that, but you'll cripple the whole country.
Right. But only the people. It won't mess up
right.
the infrastructure, the building. It won't
no.
destroy the plant or the animal or the soil. So that's why I'm saying I'm really not worried about China or even Russia sending a nuclear bomb at us as long as we don't send one of them. I am very concerned about an EMP or them figuring out
right.
what 9 substations they have to shut down. So
it's all tied in, and you know they're trying to blame these attacks on our substations over here on white supremacy when it's not.
Yeah, I know they have that one white couple in Maryland where they were in prison and they somehow managed to hook up, and they went and tried to destroy a substation and they got caught. I think they're extremists and they're on. Yeah, it's a false flag.
Yeah, well, it's not just Maryland. They had two attacks in North Carolina, and they had one attack here in South Carolina.
Yeah, but those are only the ones they told you about. There's actually been over 200 attacks.
Right, exactly. And that's the shit that's always pissed me off, even when I was in the military, is that when something like that happens, especially like this balloon,
right.
they should automatically come out and let the American people know what's going on.
And come to find out, were not jamming that thing. They didn't have the capability to jam it. The payload is much larger than they led us to believe, and they outright lied about jamming it.
Oh, yeah. From what I understand, just from the preliminary looking over what they recovered, there were tons of antennas.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. Payload was much bigger than they were saying it was. That shit should have been blown up before it got to Alaska.
Yeah.
Definitely before it got to Montana.
But then again, look who's in charge of the country.
Right.
Right there in their pockets.
And that's why I said I don't trust the Republicans any more than the Democrats, because they have all this evidence and they keep saying you got to investigate.
Yeah. That's just like I said last week. That's stop giving me lip service and friggin' present the facts
right.
and get it over.
You know,
both sides are good with the dragging on of things.
Right.
Claiming that, oh, well, we're dragging it on because it's leading to a bigger thing. No, it's not. It's all the little things that you've already got in front of you that you're deciding to prolong.
Right. Yep, it is what it is, because they're no better. But, so, like I said, we're screwed. They aren't any better. And the thing is that these bureaucracies that were created by Congress are telling Congress what to do. The FBI has the FBI, DOJ, even the DOD, they have no right to tell Congress, no, we're not going to give you something. Anything that Congress asks for, they need to give them. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Exactly.
And Congress is allowing them to not do it. I mean, there's, we'll subpoena them, But no, no subpoena them. Just throw their asses in jail.
No, that's the whole point. That's how you know they're working with each other. Oh, well, we're going to subpoena them. And then you hear, we filed for the FOIAs and still haven't heard back. Well, hello.
Right.
You're supposed to be in charge of the country. You're supposed to be in charge of all these investigations. Why the hell are you letting them walk all over you?
Right. It's crazy. And, it's a shame. Everybody keeps saying, more of the country is waking up. More of the country is waking up. Well, I sure as hell ain't seeing it.
I ain't seeing it. All I'm seeing is yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Right. Yeah, I'm talking to more people that see things in a similar manner than I do, but they always did. I'm just coming across them more often. You know what I mean? It's not like that these people one way and now they've learned that they were wrong. It's crazy. I honestly don't know anything.
It's the deniers, They know they screwed up when they went with this idiot. And instead of going with for the country, we're going with this idiot because we don't like the other guy.
Right. And I'm like, I'll be honest, I mean, I like Trump. I think he did a great job. And I think if allowed to, he could, move the country forward, get it out of the situation, move it forward. But the problem is, he wasn't allowed to, because when he gets elected, the Democrats are still going to be in control of the Senate if he gets elected in 2020.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I've never held it a secret. I, as a person, I don't like it. Never did. He totally screwed my personal family over years ago. Yeah. But as a president, I respected him. Because he came in and everything he said he was going to do, he did.
Yeah, he's a sleazy businessman, but he definitely benefited. We definitely benefited having him as a president, despite the problems he had trying to get things done. See, here's the problem. Like, the shit that he's doing right now is the same thing. He shouldn't be doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's causing a division in the Republican Party. I would not vote for DeSantis, for my own reasons, from things that I've seen and things that that I've learned otherwise, not without Trump.
Sure.
But personally, I want a younger person. I want to see a younger person in the White House, not an 80-year-old man. I don't care how good he is. I mean, I'll probably wind up, voting for him. Who are other options? Pence, the pussy. Pompeo, the CIA guy. I mean,
then you got to worry about how about Nikki Haley?
No! She would win even if she was. And you got to remember, I don't want a female president. I mean,
as long as they got the credentials.
But here's the problem.
Screw us over like this, administration.
All right, Bobby, you know women are great. Being a female, I am all for women equality. You know what I mean? I know he is equal to men. But we don't think the same way.
No, we don't.
We don't. And, I mean, with very few exceptions, women and men think differently. We behave differently. We react differently.
Because the woman's always right.
You know who Andrew Tate is? Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
At any rate, he's okay. So he made a comment about how in an emergency, if he's in a plane, in an emergency, he wants to know that he has a male pilot. Not saying that females can't be a pilot, but they think differently in emergency situations. I'm sorry, they do. They react differently.
But making that statement, though, and myself being in the military and being around females throughout my military career, there was a few that I would trust over a male.
And again, there are always exceptions. And there are some men that seem to keep their ass on the ground. You know, I mean, I'm just saying that men and women react differently. And that's,
I get what you're saying.
I'm not saying that a woman should not be allowed to be president. That I would definitely stand up and fight against. A woman absolutely should be allowed to be president. I am saying, personally speaking, I would not vote for one. That's all I'm saying. I mean, at least none of the ones that I've seen. none of the female presidents, females that I've seen running for president, I think are worthy of being president. Although I have to admit the majority of the men running ain't worthy either.
No.
I'm biblically based. Men are the leaders, women are the helpers. I do believe that a president, I do want to know about the president's wife. I want to know what kind of wife he has.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because a president, any man, any good man is going to listen to his wife. And a wife is going
to have a good first lady.
Right. Look at Nancy Reagan, when Reagan was, I mean, even Jackie Kennedy. I mean, Trump, Ivanka Trump, I just read something, an article came out about the input she had the one attack on some terrorist stuff. That she actually played a part in it. So, like I said, a president absolutely needs to have a strong place that could help him lead. But biblically speaking, men are the leaders and women are the helpers. Think about the important role that women have. Women are the ones that are raising these boys to become men to be loved. That's why women are so important. Mothers are so important because mothers, when you see a good, strong man, it's because he had a good, strong mother. So women absolutely are important and in creating a strong male leader. I just don't think that women are strong. And again, it's a personal thing. I think they should have the right to run for president. Absolutely. I think they should have, you know, equality in that respect.
Right.
But I don't
well,
think that...
it's like I had said for years. I don't think anybody should run for president if they never serve.
That's another thing. Yes, absolutely.
And that's what the problem's been with all
right.
the administrations is that
right.
none of them had any type of military experience.
Well, did Reagan serve? I know Kennedy did. Was Kennedy the last one to president to have been military?
No, I think you're right. I think Kennedy did. I'm not positive.
Kennedy,
I'd have to look it up.
No, I know for a fact John Kennedy served. He was in the Navy. I'm pretty sure
he
was Navy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Book.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm thinking about the right Kennedy.
Right. But I don't know if anybody after him served, unless Reagan did. I don't know if Reagan did or not. I don't think Reagan did. But who at Ford? Gerald Ford didn't. Nixon?
No.
I don't think Nixon either. I know Obama didn't. I know Bush Sr. No, I don't think any of the Bushes did either. So Kennedy may have been the last president. Huh?
Well, Obama was fucking illegal anyway.
Yeah, I know. He shouldn't count. But I'm just saying, I think Kennedy may have been the last president who served in the military.
Right.
That says something. That says something. If you think
yep.
about it, Cuba, he handled Cuba pretty damn well, but Vietnam, I think, was who started Vietnam? Did it start during Kennedy, or who was it? Or was it after? Kennedy was shot in 63. When did we go to Vietnam? Late 60s, what? 67, 68?
Yeah, I know it was late 60s. Yeah.
Right. So think of all the wars since then and the idiots and the mistakes that have been made. Because we have not truly had a commander-in-chief.
Right.
Seriously, no president since Kennedy has had any military experience, not even boot camp.
Nope.
So how do we...
No.
Right. I never thought about that.
No, until you started bringing up the names, I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Right. So again, I repeat, what does that say about all the wars, failed wars, or whatever they want to call them, that we've been involved in since Kennedy died? Korea, I know, I don't know much about Korea. I know it wasn't a success, but I don't know how much of a failure it actually was either. I don't think it was as bad as Vietnam.
No, because Korea led up to Vietnam.
But if Kennedy may have still been around, it may have not have happened, because he would have, you know what I mean? Because I think he was in
right.
it. Or he served in. It may have been the Korean War he served in. I know that's what my dad served in. But my point is, the presidents, they have no military experience whatsoever.
Nope.
So how can they stand the military? Again,
and see that's the other thing too, and I said it before Trump won the election, that, you know, he went about it the right way. He surrounded himself with people he thought he could trust.
Right. Turned out some of them he couldn't, but...
Right, but military-wise, other than Billy,
Right.
He made sure that he was briefed on every little instance so that he could learn.
Right. Although now, come to find out, they may have been these balloons that supposedly, you know, while he was in office, they never told him about. So, you know, it's just, it's crazy.
Right.
And, yeah.
Well, even if that ever came out, I'm willing to bet that Trump didn't know about it until the rest of us just found out about it.
Right. Exactly. He said. Right. And it's that guy that was looking out his window, had he seen it and taken a picture, we still would know that. And it would not have been shot down, and they would, and the Chinese would have gotten even black. So,
because the audio, video, everything, it was all on that balloon.
Yep.
And it still points right back at Biden, no matter what.
Yeah, I know.
Because he's deep in with them. And it's freaking smugness talking about, I warned China. Yeah, you didn't warn shit.
Right.
You're not gonna bite off the hand that feeds you.
I was watching something, a video somebody was showing, Groundhog Day. The movie with Bill Murray, and it's called Biden's Groundhog Day. Did you see that? Or Groundhog Speech or something? So the speech, the State of the Union speech he gave this year was the exact same one he gave last year, with some plagiarism thrown in.
He plagiarized that whole thing the other night because Fox was showing that. I mean.
Right.
Again,
I don't trust fake news,
but if you sit back and think about it, Biden put Trump and even former presidents
and Ollie,
all in there. So,
Plus his talking points are the same exact ones. Almost word for word that he gave last year. That's what I'm saying. It was either repeating what he said last year or he was plagiarizing at Republicans. What the hell? Plus, he was lying. He was out. He did do a number of outright lies.
Come on now. They're finding out that a lot of them documents were back when he was a senator.
Right. Yeah, I just play and prep and pray. You know, that's all I can do. I can't, I'm not going to let it stress me. I got to keep my blood pressure down. If I don't want to wind up in the hospital again. It's just, because that's the only, right now, the only problem I have is my blood pressure. And it's only caused by stress or, emotions. So, my kidneys are great. My health-wise, my doctor, my naturopath, and the regular doctor, they're all on track, despite my obesity and everything. I'm healthy. I'm working on, losing weight. I'm working on exercise. I'm, getting my diabetes is pretty much under control. I just got to make sure that that number is under 6, and it should be my next blood work I get done. My biggest problem is my blood pressure. No matter how much weight I lose, no matter how much weight I lose, it's not going to fix the blood pressure because the blood pressure isn't related to the weight. It's related to my emotions.
Sure.
So, I'm like, no, I'm not going to let this shit stress me out, you know? I'm like, fuck
nope.
It, you know?
Yeah, he got to. Shit. A lot of this shit, I just let roll off my shoulders and just don't even think about it.
Right. I'm like, you know what? My biggest problem is my blood pressure, and I got, and finding an apartment, you know?
Right.
I've got a couple of people helping me with that.
That's stressful in itself.
Right. My one boss is helping. He's keeping his eyes out whenever he goes out and he's out and about. It is what it is, you know. Just take one day at a time. And that's all I can do. My family worries. I don't want to worry my family, so I don't want to worry me. I'm like, so I am going to just take one day at a time and pray for the best. And Biden, what is he supposed to go? When's his next doctor's appointment? Didn't he reschedule his physical?
Yeah, I thought it was this week.
So did I. He probably missed it again.
Probably.
Didn't he miss two of them? I think he's missed two so far. But and he needs that not just the physical, but the dementia test. I'm 58. So you figure at least 45 years old enough to understand what's going on in the world. And, 40 years voting, okay? I have never seen a president so many days off.
No.
He's away pretty much every weekend. And for sometimes for 3 or 4 days. This is paid time. He doesn't say, it's not like it's unpaid. He's getting paid. And he's taking all the time off. I don't know if any president's done that.
No.
No. How does it go? Does he get away with that?
That's all the questions that are being raised now.
Right. And they should have been raising those questions from the get-go. And the fact the White House press secretary, she reads from a book. I mean, Michael doesn't give people the press sheets because she doesn't say anything other than she literally reads every answer.
Yep.
I do got to give her some credit. The fact, whatever her name, whatever. I do have to give her some credit. She at least talked. You know what I mean? It didn't sound like she was just reading from a book. I have to circle back.
Circle back.
Right, circle back. Yeah, but the point is she actually was interacting. She wasn't just, you know what I mean? Whether or not we liked what she was saying or agreed with, she at least was interacting. She at least was doing her job. Does that make sense to this person that's
there? No, you're right. Looking at this one, if you say boo to her, it's like you scare her.
But both of them, none of them really are answering any questions. They're not transparent by a long shot. They lie. I mean,
especially in Jean-Pierre, you can see in her face, when her face goes solemn, it's because she knows what she wants to say, but she can't say it. She's not allowed.
And her eyes give her away.
Yep.
But the thing is, too, is that they keep telling the press, oh, you have no right to know this. I mean, that's literally what, and sometimes that's exactly what they say. You don't have the right to know this. It's like, excuse me, press this information for the American people who pay your salary. We absolutely have the right to know. Now, see, here's the thing, like with the balloon. When they were trying to push that idiot general on whether or not they were going to shoot it down and where they would shoot it down, I actually agree with his not answering that question, saying we're not going to, because we don't need to know that. If he was a good general, then it actually upsets me how much information they give about our military to the media. It really does. I think they give way too much information,
They got caught with their pants down, man.
So, no, but ever since I was a kid, I always thought that, like when they allow the media to go out on missions with the troops and stuff, I'm like, I don't like that, because even if you tell them not to publish it until, like, after the fact or whatever, you still can get somebody that leaks something. And to me, it's putting our military at risk, because it's not just the American people you're informing of this stuff when you're doing a press conference. It's the whole world.
Yeah.
And that's
why I always got in trouble. I got in trouble whenever they tried to send them out with us.
Right.
I can't tell you how many thousands of dollars of camera equipment that I smashed or I threw overboard.
You know, it's like this shit with the Nord Stream. What the fuck are you admit? I mean, yes, we all suspected that the American government had something to do with it, either directly or indirectly. I mean, everybody suspected that. Everybody.
Sure.
But then to go and admit it, because it's like, why? Because they want a war. They want to push Putin over the edge. And he has been resisting all of their shenanigans, sending the tanks, sending this, sending that. They are trying to push Putin over the edge because they want a war.
Yep.
So now they're admitting that they destroyed this. So now the White House leaked that they did this. And then, of course, publicly they're denying, saying, no, that's a lie. And then I just thought, wait, let me share it with you. And considering where it came, who shared it, the room of the channel I'm in where it shared, I trust that it's true. I don't know if I shared it with you or not. Let me tell you, I was like, holy shit. You know, I mean, I just shared it after the show if you want to listen to the guy. So, I mean, he said, he said he knows some of the guys that did it. And to be quite honest, and even for Jack to say it when this came out, said he talked with Russian something that took place during World War II, I think, something Bell She said all naval intelligence people are told to go read some book, and it references something Bell's, some incident that took place in Russia during the Second World War where they were listening to their radio lines under the water. Well, you're a nice guy. You might know about. But at any rate, but my point is that how many naval people, how many people actually are capable of doing this? How many countries? I am willing to bet America and Britain are probably the only ones that actually have the capability to do this.
Right.
Think about it. We have two best navies in the world. Even to, despite our aging out ships and stuff and the fact that we haven't built a new ship in God knows how long, we still have the best navy in the world. And Britain, who else even has a navy of any consequence? China, they may have a lot of ships and stuff, but their navy isn't, their personnel is equal to ours.
No.
Japan? Does Japan have a navy? I think they got a few ships and stuff.
Yeah.
Russia might be able to, but like I said, they're going to blow up their own pipeline.
No.
Right. So the only other choices are America and Great Britain. And Great Britain is suffering because of the loss of the pipeline. It's like Germany and the rest of Europe. America and China and India are the only ones that really benefited.
Yep.
China, Biden. You know? And, but see, we're normal, everyday people, so we're not supposed to think like this.
You're right. That's what they want everybody else to be like.
Look, I could, like I said, I could be completely wrong. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm not military. Never been in the military. Never trained. Nothing. You know.
Nah,
I mean, I don't even read a lot of books.
But but the thing is that you're the type that looks at something that's put out there and can read between the lines.
I can also think outside the box.
That too.
And that's the problem
today. A lot of their BS is actual looking into it and, like I said, reading between the lines, because somewhere in that paragraph is going to tell you all you need to know.
Right. We're in a scary time, absolutely. And all we can do is pray. You know? That's all we can do. Because I have completely lost faith in the American government. And the American people I'm not too sure about right now either. I think so many of them want to be controlled. It's like, what the hell happened?
That is the only thing I can figure out about all of this, is that these people are so weak-minded and so brainwashed that they're just going to go with it.
Yeah.
Because they're not thinking rational.
No. I mean, I understand, people don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to lose their job. They don't want to lose their mortgage. You know, they have that kid to see. So they get their jab. It's a experimental jab. Yet all these warnings about, most of which are silent. So, anybody that's silent is considered crazy. see, and now, I mean, people are dying. Kids are just dropping dead. All the miscarriages. All of infertility. Yeah. And it's like, and now, and there's no way to fix it. Because the only way to really fix it are the same people that broke it, and they don't want to fix it.
No, because that was all part of their agenda.
Right. The same people that could possibly fix what's wrong, they're not even going to, well, they may have a way to fix it if you're willing to pay a certain amount of money or if you're willing to do a certain thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
I watch a lot of sci-fi. So there may be a way to reverse whatever the fuck it is they did to people for a price.
Right.
But naturally speaking, we can't. I mean, yes, there are things that we can do. There are supplements that we can take to boost your immune system to help, but we can't undo what they did because what they did was they messed up the skin up.
Sure.
They changed skin up. I mean, they didn't mutate you.
Well,
you're not going to turn into something weird.
You just answered your own question. They can fix it, but they just won't.
No, not unless you're willing to pay whatever price they want. And even then, you have to be somebody they want. It's not just going to be for anybody. Definitely nobody speaks out against them.
And again, that's why they don't want to secure the border.
Mm-hmm.
Because some way or another, they're getting paid by these cartels.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely. Well, you know, what's his face? Biden actually, Hunter Biden actually has a company that one of those NGOs or whatever the hell they're called. He actually has.
Yeah,
he's actually
yeah,
making money
that
on
too.
That. And so is the Catholic Church. People don't want to talk about that, though.
Nope.
And what about? Did you see today? The Church of England came out and going forward, they're going to offer blessings to same-sex marriages.
No, I didn't see that.
Church of England has decided to offer blessings to same-sex marriages. And, I mean, I don't know if they're actually going to perform them or just offer blessings, and I'm like, what the hell's the difference? Either way, you're approving of it.
Exactly. So you're being hypocritical to your own faith.
Belief. Right. Here's the thing. I mean, people who are atheists or don't believe in God or Christ or whatever, who support same-sex couples and everything, I don't want to accept them, but you are a proof of a religion that says same-sex intercourse is a sin. And you're going to give it a blessing. You're going to hell.
Yep.
You're going to hell.
But again, that's where I'm different than a lot of people because, like I said, I do have a niece that is gay.
No, wait,
My best man in my first wedding was gay.
That, I am not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not condemning. Yeah, I am not condemning
people. Who, no, I know. But I'm saying I get looked at differently by different people.
Yeah. No. It's the truth.
Like,
I'm talking.
What faith are you? Well, if you want to sit down and have a chat, yeah. I was born and raised Catholic and Baptist. Southern Baptist was that.
Oh, wow.
But you know what? Through the years, there's only one person I believed in, and that's God.
Yep. See, and here's the thing. As an individual, how they live their life, that's between them and God. I am not going to condemn them. Judge not, before you judge. Take the log out of your eyes, or the splinter out of your neighbor. However, you have a priest who says that he believes in God and Christ and follows the Bible's teachings. And not just saying you can live your life how you want, but you should learn that you're committing sin. It's telling them, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to say that God says it's okay what you're doing. No, it's not.
I totally agree with you.
A man is not being condemned for loving another man. That's not what he's being condemned for.
Again, to me, that's a hypocrite.
A man who loves another man. That's not what God condemns. God condemns adultery, which is sex without marriage. And men cannot marry under the eyes of God. Okay? So that's a sin. And sodomy, which is a sin when it's between two men or a man and a woman.
Right.
So it's not a man loving a man that's a sin. That's not a sin. If they live together as loving each other without the physical aspect, there's no sin there. Do you know what you see what I'm saying? The sin is in the adultery, which is sex without marriage or sodomy.
Right.
That's how I see it. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know what God's thinking is. That's just, you know, that's how I view it. Because homosexuality really isn't talked about in the Bible, other than the sexual act of it.
That it's wrong.
Which is a sin. Because it's adultery.
Yep.
It doesn't say in the Bible homosexuality is a sin. It doesn't say in the Bible a man loves another man is a sin. It says adultery is a sin. Sex without marriage is a sin. Sodomy is a sin. It doesn't say loving somebody is a sin. So, again, I don't have an issue with people who are homosexual. Now, I have it when they have an issue with them trying to force their thing on me or other people. But I don't care how people
That's where I start the line, and I tell them off the bat, just because you are, don't think that I am.
But I don't, I mean, you know, leave the children alone. I don't care. And a lot of homosexual people feel the same way. You know, I mean, you know. But when you have a priest who is following God's law, Jehovah, Yahweh's law, Christ's law, condoning what God says is a sin, that's where I have to choose. That's why I find it difficult going to the church anymore. When the church begins to condone things that are in direct violation of God's teaching, how am I supposed to do your church?
Right. I feel the same way. I mean, I've looked at it for years that all this is just like anything else in this world is a money gimmick.
Well, yes, I always said churches are the opiate of the mass, but organized religion, not religion, organized religion, stuff like that. Same thing. I have no problem with homosexuals or transgender people coming into house of worship and worship. I mean, I'd rather dress, you know, like normal people, but I don't. But if they want to dress up, however they want to dress, I don't care. And all is welcome in the house of God to worship and to learn. I don't want them standing up in front of me preaching.
Right.
And there are people that say, what about ones that are homosexual and you don't know? That are they practicing or are they just gay? I mean, there are people who are homosexual and don't practice because they know it's wrong. They prefer to keep to themselves and they live their life solely into God. There are actually priests like that and nuns and just everyday people.
Sure.
I mean, just as a heterosexual person can be celibate, so can a homosexual person.
Yeah.
Celibate just means you're not having sex.
Right.
You know, it doesn't say if you've got a celibate priest, I don't care. He can preach because obviously he believes what the Bible teaches, and he's practicing it. He's practicing what he's teaching. When you stand up in front of me wearing God knows what, telling me that it's okay for a man to do whatever to another man or to have a child or whatever to a man, and it's okay, then I have an issue. And then of course now you've got the Church of Satan or the Temple of Satan, Temple, whatever the hell their thing is called. They are going to install ritual abortion clinics, and I believe a couple of them are going to be in states that have banned abortion because they want to take it to the Supreme Court, arguing that you can't prevent it because it's a religious thing.
Right.
So, you know what? I had to keep praying harder.
And again, you said it right. You know, first time you said it right. You know, that's about all we can do.
I
appreciate
just,
you being on with me tonight.
Yes, I see it. It's almost 10 o'clock. Yes, I hate when I hear you and you're all by yourself, and I'm like, you know, I'll call you. I like talking, you know.
I appreciate it.
I don't like leaving you by yourself. It's a shame. I really wish we'd get more people on, especially people who have different perspectives. You know,
right, and that's all I keep on posting on like Twitter and stuff is that, you know, come adult debate.
Right, and here's the thing: they don't have to be on the left to have a different perspective. I get in arguments with people who agree with me on some things and disagree. I mean, that's the whole thing. That's how we learn, by discourse.
Right, and that's what I put when I posted. That's what I put in there is that, you know, agree to disagree.
Right. I'm not looking for people to agree with me.
As long as you ain't threatening somebody or you start going off the handle to where we can't get a word in edgewise, then yeah, I want that.
Just
I just
mute me if I can.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, you know, the
I know.
Like
I
the
know.
Troll you used to have that used to call in and
oh yeah.
Just yeah. Knock
yeah.
on wood,
it's
we don't have any more of them because they're a joke.
Yeah, tell me about it. Well, let me let you go.
But,
it's a pleasure as always talking
yeah.
to you.
Yeah,
so,
hopefully
Kimmy
I appreciate
gets her job.
I always appreciate you coming on.
I enjoy it. hey, yeah, I have to reach out to Kimmy to see if she's still got her job.
Yeah, I haven't heard nothing on Kimmy all day.
Yeah, I'll have to reach out. Well, you take care, Bobby. Get a good night's rest. Talk to you later.
All right, you too. And again, thank you for being with me tonight. And
oh,
God bless you. God bless our America, our children, our veterans, military, first responders, the missing worldwide, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night.
Yeah.